Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by the Purple Mattress. You're going to love purple right now. You guys, our listeners, can get a free purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts they're offering site-wide. Just text RGS, RGS to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text RGS, initials of Real Ghost Stories, RGS, to 84888. That's RGS to 84888. Have you ever described a job you had as a nightmare? Maybe it was a crazy demanding boss, a nutty coworker, or just insane everything. If you've ever had a workplace where you had to say, you can't make this shit up on a daily basis, we want to hear about it. Anonymously, of course, on our new podcast, Office Horror Stories. Each week, we'll play back your calls, read your stories, and discuss the craziest, most extreme, and intense workplaces of all time. But to do that, we need your stories. If you have a crazy workplace story in your past or maybe even present, tell us about it anonymously. Just call toll-free 1-833-HATE-JOB. That's 833-HATE-JOB. Or write in your story on our website, officehorrorstories.com. We don't want your name. We don't want the name of the workplace. We just want your story. So you can go ahead and let it all out anonymously. Call toll-free 1-833-HATE-JOB. That's 1-833-HATE-JOB. Or write in your story on our website, officehorrorstories.com. That's officehorrorstories.com. Now you have an outlet to share the craziness that is or was your office. Then stay tuned as we launch the new podcast, Office Horror Stories, this fall. Tell us your story now at officehorrorstories.com. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, is it possible to see a ghost caught on a video doorbell camera? Certainly, video doorbells are not invented to catch ghosts. However, as the technology continues to grow in our lives, so does its ability to capture not only the living, but the dead.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
855-853-4802 is our phone number. Of course, you can write it on the website as well at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you like the show, support it. Become an EPP, extra podcast person, on our website at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get all the bonus episodes, brand new ones every single week, and advanced episodes weeks before they're released to the public. Tony and Jenny Brewski joining you once again.
Hi.
And how are you this fine day?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Have you ever seen anything strange in our video doorbell?
No, I haven't.
Do you have access to look? Do you ever use it? I think I set it up on your phone when we got it a long time ago.
A long time ago, and I haven't reset it to where I don't even know.
You don't even know anyone's at the door?
Well,
people can ring.
No, the house doorbell goes off.
It does?
Yeah.
I don't know if that even worked.
No, it does. I hear that.
I've never heard it.
Well, like the other day, Libby got home from a friend's house, yeah, and I could hear the doorbell ringing. I was in the shower, but I had to stop, obviously, get out of the shower, put something on, and go into the door. But I heard it ring all four times, so she tried it. So.
Okay. Well, that's good. I did not know that. A lot of people, obviously, as we have more technology in our lives that you can utilize to capture things in real time, the video doorbell, we've had stories on the show before about it. And essentially, it's like a motion sensor camera is all it is. If it picks something up, it rolls tape on it, if that's what yours does. And I think it's one of those things we're going to be hearing more and more of over the coming years as this becomes more and more kind of the norm that that people have. There's been some creepy photos that have been sent in over the years. I think a while back when we were doing the Seeing Ghosts episodes, there was one of just like really creepy eyes and kind of a face. Do you remember that? Or did you not look? You didn't pay attention to that.
I don't look at the images.
You mentally blocked that out?
I remember some stories, though.
Yeah. Well, we got one today.
Okay.
So I constantly get photos because there's like a security, essentially kind of a perimeter around your house for the people who have it. If there's something, somebody catches something on their video doorbell that's questionable, you can like send it out to the neighborhood.
That's kind of cool.
So you get a lot of pictures of kids that are ringing doorbells and running away. And then old people in the next like shot that it gets of it, because it's kind of like frame by frame. There's usually an old person with a gun chasing them down the driveway. It's really weird. It's like sometimes you see a moto scooter with the old person and their shotgun. And it's like, I saw one where they had the two guns like lined up on the sides of their, it was like, wow, this is like Rambo. In a hover around. Come
on, ways from just get off my damn yard.
Yeah, now it's like robo gramps, or I don't know, but anyway. So anyway, we'll jump into our first story here. Our number again, 855-853-4802. Share your real ghost story with us if you would like to do that, or on the website at realghoststoriesonline.com. Letter says, this is my first time sharing a story with you guys, but I'm a longtime listener. I'd like to preface this by saying I am not a skeptic, but I rarely have anything paranormal happen to me. When it does, I really work to explain all causes. But this is one of the times I came up with nothing. This happened back in 2016. I wear a ring every day. It's a replica of the ring from the Lord of the Rings, only this one is black with silverish lettering on it. Not really that important to the story, but I wanted to get a mental picture for you of how it looks. One day while I was leaving for work, I grabbed my keys and wallet and I knocked my ring off of the end table next to my bed. I saw it fall and roll under my bed. It looked like we went very far back, and I was not able to spend the time to get it out from under my bed right then. I had to go or risk being late, so I went to work and decided I would get it out from under my bed that night. Well, I got home and forgot all about it. I didn't have to get it immediately anyway. It wasn't going anywhere as far as I knew. The next morning, I was getting ready for work. I'd just gotten out of the shower, dried off, and after putting a shirt and some shorts on, I went to leave the bathroom. As I always did, I grabbed the dirty clothes I had taken off to drop in my dirty clothes hamper before I finished getting ready to leave. As I picked up the dirty clothes, something falls out of them on the tile floor, making a metal clinking sound. Sure enough, it was my ring. Somehow, my ring had found its way from under my bed into the clothes that I had taken off directly before I got into the shower. None of these clothes had pockets either. They were just what I had slept in the night before. A shirt and a pair of boxers, to be specific. I had two roommates at the time, but they were both at work. I was home alone. They wouldn't have been digging around under my bed where the ring should have been, even if they were home. I'm still confused about how this could have happened. It's almost like it was moved to a place I'd be sure to see it. But by who or what? The irony that it's a replica of the One Ring was not lost on me, though. Much like its fantasy counterpart, to quote Gandalf, it wants to be found. I still wear it to this day. It's almost like it's been touched by some unseen force that I can't explain, so I can't bring myself to part with it. Hope you enjoy the story. It's completely without embellishment, and I'm still scratching my head over it. Feel free to reach out and ask me any questions you have. Keep up the great work. I listen to your podcast all the time.
You know, I think it's probably a helpful ghost that found that, and maybe they had at one time enjoyed the Lord of the Rings stories as well, and so maybe that's why they thought it was funny and put it back where you would find it.
So it's like an enthusiast of the the genre.
People that are fans of that series are really big fans. Mm-hmm. And you know, the actual books have been around for quite a while. The movies are fairly new. So that's, you know, I wouldn't say it's impossible for the ghost to have had read them at some point.
It's going to be really confusing as more people die.
Really?
Well, just because there's so much fandom now that I think years ago you wouldn't have seen adults engaging in to such an extreme level. Mm-hmm. I mean, for Trekkies has been around, I think, probably the longest as like being, somewhat acceptable, I guess, you know, or embraced by adults. As far as like going to a Star Trek convention dressed in character. Mm-hmm. But now there's that for, you know, any series of things or series of movies that has a following. You have the Lord of the Rings. I don't even know, but there seems to be a convention for almost any of that stuff where people go and dress in character and they're super passionate about it.
It seems like it's a form of escape, and sure, there's a lot more escape going on than, like, you know, 10, 15, probably more like, you know, 15, 20 years ago.
I agree. I think that's probably why it's going on to the level that it is. What I'm wondering, though, is, to your point, to someone who is really passionate about this, and then if they're dead and they're coming back, they're choosing to come back still as the character, not themselves. Well, maybe not necessarily in this point, but maybe just an enthusiast. But I'm wondering if we're going to have that where people at some point are starting to see, oh my God, I was in my house and it looked like it was a, and I'm horrible at naming, what's one of the white stormtroopers?
Somebody coming back in their cosplay outfit?
Yes.
Okay.
And it looked like there was a stormtrooper walking through my house or something. You know, whatever character they enjoy dressing as. It could be for anything.
Then you would probably feel a little less threatened if somebody's coming back in cosplay. I'd feel less threatened.
I think I would, too. I would just be really confused. Like, what the hell?
I'd be like, oh, they really liked that. They're pretty cool. Okay.
It's like, okay, you're dead now. I want you to be at peace. I think
maybe that is. Maybe that is as peaceful as it gets for them.
That might be.
Being a
stormtrooper. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if 20, 30 years down the road, we have a lot of ghost stories like that, where it's people and so-and-so was really into X thing. And then I was over here and I saw an apparition and it looked like them in their cosplay outfit or whatever made them happiest.
We've kind of had something like that. It's not exactly the same, but when we first started, we had stories about, I know at least one story, somebody came back in the mascot outfit that they would wear.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? It was like a blue bear, blue bear mascot. And that was what the ghost was. It was a blue bear, but they figured out who it was.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, is that one of those things where when you die, do you get to choose your outfit? Because sometimes it's like, oh, I'm sorry, you came back as that. You know, or is it just one of those things where here's what you get and you don't get any say in it? It's just my best example would be if you're playing a video game and then at the end of the level, and I guess this is probably going back to old school video games, it'll then tell you, oh, how good you did. It's like if you're playing a shooting game, you had X accuracy, you had X amount of shots, you had X, and it just gives you all your statistics.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't necessarily know those statistics when you're playing the level. So when you're playing life, you may not realize, this is my super passion here. I'm really, you know, I'm good at this or good at that. And all of a sudden you're dead. It's like, oh, it looks like my biggest thing that I'm most comfortable wearing is this. And that's what you get.
I think it's more of like, you're dead. You're going to be a ghost. Make your avatar.
You get to like choose it.
Yeah. And so some people are, you know, I'm guessing this. Obviously I haven't died and come back to tell you, but
well, you never know.
You know, I'm guessing some people, if they're like, I'm going to be a ghost, I'm going to go full force and be a scary ghost. And other people are like, well, I don't want to scare people, so I'm going to be the blue bear that I used to dress up in.
I just want to come back as like my me avatar from the Nintendo Wii. I think I have hair in that one. So I'll be this like very basic stick figure.
I'm pretty sure you don't.
Am I bald in that
You're
one too?
You're bald in that one too.
Damn it.
But you are wearing your everyday black t-shirt, so you should be comfortable.
It's funny. Sometimes I think some of the older game systems we have, like when I fire them up and I haven't used them in like 10 or 15 years, it's like, oh, there's an avatar here for me and I have hair. It's like, oh, when's the last time I saved a game? Oh, 2002. So, it's like, that's kind of old. I'll pick up where I left off 20 years ago. This is a weird concept, but I had one not that long ago. Mm-hmm. Pulled up an old racing game on, I think it was like the PlayStation 2 or something. And I was like, oh, I remember this one. This was really fun. I like playing it. And then you check what saved games you have. It's like last save, like December 14th, 2002. I'm like, holy shit. So there you go. Almost 20 years. Let's just pick up where we left off. It's like, I've lived more life since then, since prior to playing it.
Yeah.
Between the two windows, which is just a weird concept.
Okay, back to the ghost stories in just a moment. First, I want to thank our supporter today, the Purple Mattress. This thing is absolutely life-changing. It really is. I mean, you have a lot of things that kind of come and go throughout your life. Some are like, oh, that's nice. That's a good improvement. This one's like, oh my God. This is revolutionary. The Purple Mattress is the mattress unlike any other that has ever existed. And you think I'm blowing this out of proportion? Mm-mm. Let me tell you a little bit about the Purple Mattress. If you are struggling to get a good night's sleep, this is what is probably going to fix that problem for you. Okay, check this out. The founders of the Purple Mattress, two brothers, they've been developing cushioning technologies for over 30 years. Things like medical beds, wheelchairs, and all that. In 2016, they decided to use their patented comfort technology to create the Purple Mattress, the world's most scientific mattress. Why is it scientific? Well, it's going to feel different. Why is it going to feel different? It was developed by a rocket scientist. Yes, it's not like memory foam that you've been used to. It's unlike anything I've ever experienced because it uses brand new material. Like I said, it was developed by a rocket scientist. It's never existed on the market before. The purple material feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time, so it keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool, which is also very important. Here's the best part. You can try it for 100 nights for a 100-night risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you return your mattress, get a full refund backed by a 10-year warranty, free shipping, free returns. That's not a catch there where it's like, well, if you don't like it, you have to pay to ship it back. No, that's not part of it. They will ship it back for free, okay? Free shipping, free returns, 100-night risk-free trial. You have nothing to lose. Free in-home setup, and old mattress removal as well. I mean, here's another part that you're really going to like. You get a free purple pillow. You're going to love purple. Right now, you guys, our listeners, get a free purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. It's in addition to the great free giveaways they're offering site-wide. Just text RGS to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text RGS to 84888. That's RGS to 84888. RGS stands for Real Ghost Stories. RGS. Text those letters to 84888. Message and data rates may apply.
855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to our next letter. It says, after my husband passed in our home in June of 2018, I purchased a blink system to watch my house and six dogs while I was out. One evening, as I was checking on them, I saw our orbs. I was going to say herbs. I don't know why. Herbs?
The way Harp would say it.
I saw some herbs flying around my living room. To capture video, the system must be triggered by movement. So I've been taking video since January of 2019 and have at least 90. They come in from the front door and back door, up from the floor and down from the ceiling, and in and out windows and walls and follow around corners. All different sizes, small to large, all different brightnesses, some bright, some see-through, some blink on and off as they go or just blink and vanish. I capture some of them flying together, two up to three, four connected, by a see-through film, and they seem to combine into one and then disappear. I did burn a protective stick with windows open through the house to expel anything negative. And after that evening, I had a very bright single orb really dancing around, which I kept trying to catch and have at least seven videos of. But after that night, it has not returned in the same manner. Also, I've captured from my front a large worm-like thing comes out of other forms that are hard to describe, almost like plasma. The orbs seem to be attracted to humans and animals. Any activity stirs them up. There is no one living behind me or to my left. After that, it is a protected area. I am the last house on the left at a dead-end road. After the open land is an Air Force base and an airport. I found no land history. This development was built starting in 2006 to 2007. I'm the first owner in a newly built home. No previous owners. I can find no history of Indians on this land, but I am in Tucson, so who knows? All the orbs are seeming white. Neither the dogs or I see them. I hear no voices or sounds and have no equipment to do so. I've been to a psychic who gave me nothing to answer what or who they are. I have family memorabilia portraits of Ferdinand Strahan from 1778 to 1826. My great-grandfather was in the Civil War, and have a black a plaque commemorating his service in Company L as a first lieutenant from 1864 as he survived the war. I have other paintings and things, etc. I have never seen this many orbs on any TV show ever. They get excited over one or two. I have hundreds flying around my house. They've given me solace since my husband's death. I hope someone can give me an answer. It's interesting, I'll say this right off the bat, that she didn't assume it's her husband.
Well, it's so many of them.
Yeah.
You know? That's hard to know why you would have that many orbs in one place.
Can a person or can an entity be, and this is an opinion question, not multiple choice, be more than one orb, be a ghost, be in more than one place at one time once you're dead? Or are you just kind of like yourself, you can't be in more than one place at one time?
I don't know.
Like, could the orbs be the makeup, almost like pixels of the husband? And that's why she's seeing him all kind of conjured together and moving around. And it's just kind of, it's still him. It looks like they're separate entities, but could it be the one entity that's moving around? And it's just, you know, if you shine a light on something, and if you have something, you're wearing sequins, which I love to wear, by the way. But if I, say, had a sequin shorts on, which I like, with the unicorn print, and maybe I'm wearing my Pablo Cruz shirt with sequins on the palm tree, if you shine a flashlight at me, you'll see those lights from those different areas. But it's not, it's not that I'm two different places.
It's, no, it's your fucking disco ball at that point.
Exactly.
No, I always thought orbs were souls.
Mm-hmm.
Each orb is a specific spirit.
Sure.
So I don't know. It just, to me, sounds like a lot of individual spirits in the house.
Here's another thought.
Okay.
Swiffer the shit out of everything and make sure that you get all the dust out of your house.
It sounds like she did her homework.
Yeah.
And that these were not just moving like dust particles.
Yeah. And that's the big thing with orbs.
Mm-hmm.
Orbs on still pictures, very hard to say it's anything at all. Orbs on video, that's where you get somewhere. Mm-hmm. Because that's where you're like, wait a second, dust doesn't move like that.
Yeah.
And it sounds like this is obviously on video, so it sounds like there's much more to it than dust particles.
And I was just throwing it out there. You know, some blink, some mm-hmm. move all different funny ways. So I think it is orbs. But as to why, mm-hmm. I guess the only good thing we can say is they're white orbs and those tend to be the least threatening.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
That is good. You know, you've never given me a compliment on my unicorn sequin shorts.
You don't have unicorn sequin shorts.
I do, too.
You just don't
want to admit that your husband likes to wear very low-cut, tight unicorn sequin shorts.
I'm sorry. If my husband were wearing low-cut unicorn shorts, we wouldn't be doing the show.
I picked them up the other day.
You did not.
It was quite a find.
No.
Goodbye. Buy one, get one. 30% off. Friends and family discount. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Real Ghost Stories Online. To share your real ghost stories with us. And now we come to a very special portion in our program. This is an update from Glenn, the security guard. We should have like a song or something. Glenn comes up. What do you think? You know, you want to make it up? It's your turn.
A theme for Glenn.
Yeah. Oh, here. I'll turn the music down.
No, I'm not singing any.
You were the one that was in choir.
You were in choir, too.
I was, too, but we haven't ever told the audience that. So
that's out of the bag now.
We could do it together. Then we could form a little.
I'm not going to sing a theme song. Sorry.
I'm not going to sing a theme song. Sorry. Glenn's update. Here he comes with darkness from the place he guards.
Okay, Andy.
Williams
is like rolling over in his grave right now.
Oh, yeah. Update. Glenn, hi.
How you guys doing? It's Glenn from Ohio. There is definitely something in the house now. I'm pretty sure of it. We're all sure of it. It's a little girl. And my youngest daughter, Miracle described her to the T, what she looks like and, you know, what she does. But my oldest will not sleep in her bedroom at night because of it. And it only happens in her bedroom. She shares a bed with her sister. A bedroom with her sister. Her sister is one, and she sleeps across from her in her own little bed. But if this little girl gets up at night while she's trying to sleep and ask her if she wants to play, she won't leave her alone. She said she has black curly hair, white eyes, curls, kind of long. And she said that this girl won't leave her alone. Well, you know, kind of been messing with this. So I went ahead and staged the room again. This is going to be the ninth time to do it. I think after this, if it don't work, she keeps getting waking up. I'm going to have a priest come in and bless the whole house. Follow me home. I was bringing down the laundry this morning at about 9 o'clock. I got up before everybody else and said, screw it. I was going to take it downstairs to the basement. And my daughter has some toys downstairs from when she was younger that too little to play with yet. So they have taken the batteries down there, stored them in a, you know, dry place out of the, you know, out of the way of the water and stuff like that. So I dumped our clothes down, started to load. We came back upstairs. As soon as we got halfway up the steps, one of the toys that no longer had the battery in it started going off. It went off a total of 3 times before I even got up the top of the steps. I looked back, nothing was, you know, I went back down there and looked around, but nothing was down there. But the toy went off 3 times. I even checked the damn batteries. There's no batteries in the system, so I can't explain that one. But my girlfriend still continues to say she sees a little girl walking around through our room at night and then going into the girl's room and, as soon as she gets them walking through ours. So it's getting a little, you know, my girlfriend swears up and down it's our oldest Miracle, and she's going to look at her real quick, and Miracle's dead asleep in her bed. And for the last couple nights, she's been sleeping in her dad's bed with her Nana because she does want to keep getting woken up by this little girl, which that's fine. If she gets some sleep, that's fine. Because anymore, she'll wake up around 1 or 2, screaming and crying, saying, she won't leave me alone, she won't leave me alone, she won't leave me alone, she's in my dreams. And then, you know, I'll go ahead and get the same. We have a tradition of saying, when we do a saging, we'll end up, you know, going through it, and then saying, I'll end up lighting it, and chanting along through it with it, and then I'll blow up the whole house. I'll make sure I get enough of the smoke throughout the bedroom. I'll go underneath her bed, her toys. I'll even go into her closet. But I think whenever I sage, whatever the hell is in this house goes somewhere else and hits the room that isn't, you know, been touched by this. The last time I saged, the only room I could not sage, the one sage was her uncle. If a portal opened up, he didn't want to smell sage. So I'm guessing, I don't know if that's how it works. As soon as I start saging, either it goes to a different part of the house. But I don't know, if this doesn't work here soon, and they're pretty good at you about 4 inch stick and one throughout the house, and I went through 4 of them already 9 times in my daughter's room, so I'm coming to the point now, I'm like, okay, maybe a priest or a higher power needs to be in here to do this. But once I sage, it'll disappear for a couple of days and boom, right back again to where my daughter's screaming and crying in our bed and won't go to sleep because a little girl won't leave her alone. But you guys have a good one. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hang on, there's something else coming. I'm not sure what this is. I don't know. That was just on the end of the call. See what happens there. I don't know if it was just like, hey, you hung up, didn't quite hang up. I don't know. I just thought there was more audio to be played.
Sure.
So
I think what bothers me most about Glenn's calls is that he sounds progressively more worn out every time he comes.
Yeah.
Like, this is really taking a toll on him. I mean, when he first called, he was mainly focused on what was going on at work, and he's still pretty upbeat. but still
kind of excited even.
Almost. And now it's just, you can tell he is just at the end of his rope with it.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, that's an observation I was thinking the whole time I was hearing him talk, mm-hmm. is this doesn't even sound like the same person that initially called in sharing the stories.
Yeah.
He sounds very worn. Mm-hmm. And for, you know, rightful reasons. I mean, this sounds like it is definitely taking a toll. As far as what he should do, I don't know the answer to that. I hope that whatever is going on, he can find a way for it to calm down. I mean, I think the ultimate answer is, you know, hopefully the ultimate answer is maybe finding another place to work.
Yeah.
And that would be, he's brought that up as well, mm-hmm. where he kind of feels like he's at his wit's end. So I hope things do calm down. I know he's been, I think since that he's posted more updates on our group page, but we'll get, as soon as we get his calls in, we'll keep you updated. Thank you for that update, Glenn. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Hi, let's hear your ghost story.
What's up, guys? This is Jerry from South Jersey. I called a couple times before. I had the story about the haunted estate house in Cape May, New Jersey, and then also stories from when I was a kid growing up in my childhood home. But I wanted to call, just listening to one of your episodes, and it had to do with grandparents that passed away, revisiting and whatnot. It had me thinking about one of the other stories that I was eventually going to share with you guys. But when I was in high school, my grandmother passed away. She struggled with cancer for quite a while. And as a kid, I was pretty close with my grandmother. And, you know, so it was tough, but, she lived about 2 hours away. And so we didn't see her too often, but, you know, when I was young, she used to come down and visit a lot, and same with us going up there. But so anyway, I was in high school. Obviously, I couldn't miss school to go up and see her so often, or as often as my mother did. But my mom was taking a lot of time off of work to go visit her, especially towards the end. Actually, the end, the last day, you know, the day that she had passed away, she actually passed away sort of, I think it was, it was overnight. And I remember talking to my mom that day, and she was saying, you know, it's the doctors are pretty much, her hospice, you know, whatever the nurses are telling us, that like it's going to happen pretty much any minute. You know, she was just weak, not eating. I mean, it was just a matter of time, and it was, there was a good chance it was going to happen within the next day or so. So, you know, my mom took the rest of the week off work and stayed up there. We were going to plan on staying up there. But, you know, that night she ended up passing away. But the weird part is, you know, after having that conversation, of course, I'm mentally all messed up. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, at that point you're settling with the fact that she's going to go. And, so I was having problems sleeping that night. And I, you know, nothing specifically out of the norm happened per se, but I remember tossing and turning, tossing. And all of a sudden I remember getting very comfortable and falling right asleep. And, you know, I mean, we all have sleepless nights or having problems falling asleep. Normally it's a struggle, but for me, I mean, I don't know, but it never happens like a switch goes off and you fall right asleep. Usually you kind of struggle, and then slowly fall asleep. But for me that night, it was like all of a sudden fell right asleep. And it was like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, somewhere in that range. Because I remember looking at the clock, as you usually do when you're freaking out about not being able to sleep. But I remember talking to my mother the next morning. She called and said that, you know, Grandma passed away overnight. And, you know, whatever, the time goes by. I remember talking to my mom again about it, and I said, you know, what happened? And my mom said, well, you know, your uncle and I were on the couch in the living room in your grandma's house. We're sitting there, and we had just dozed off. And the next thing you know, we're both, it's like something pulled us out of the, off of the couch, and we're both standing in the middle of the living room staring at each other. And both had the look on the face like we knew that grandma passed away. And so they ran to the bedroom where my grandmother was laying, and my grandfather was at the side of the bed and talking to her. But he didn't even realize that she had gone. She was gone. So it was almost as if she had pulled my mom and uncle off the couch, almost like a goodbye sort of thing, like, hey, I'm leaving. But it was right around 1, 2 in the morning, oddly enough, 2 hours away, where I had fallen asleep. So here I am struggling to fall asleep with all this on my mind, and then my mom gets pulled out of sleep. It's almost as if my grandma wanted to say, hey, I'm okay, you don't need to worry, and then said goodbye to my mom and uncle. So really weird, really crazy. I did have a dream a couple days after that as well, dealing with grief, of course, lost family member, and you know, I had a dream of my grandma in it, and I just saw her, and she smiled at me, and then my grandfather was in it. He came over and hugged me, as if to say, hey, you know, everything's going to be okay. So pretty wild. Nothing really happened after that related to my grandparents, but I thought that story was pretty interesting. So anyway, thanks, guys. Till next time.
Thoughts?
I think it's an empathic connection. You know, either his connection to his grandmother directly or connection to his mom is how that kind of chain reaction happens. And, mm-hmm. and we hear about that quite a bit going through families when somebody dies. It's like everybody kind of knows at the same time without really having gotten the message from anybody else.
I agree. And I think sometimes, too, families, even families who are not super open to, like, paranormal and ghostly things, like, this is just such a normal part of their structure and how they feel and how they relate to another. It's not even looked at as like, oh, that's something paranormal. They don't, because if it's like normal for you your entire life and you can always just kind of have a feeling about so-and-so.
Yeah.
It's not paranormal to you.
Right.
And you almost probably assume without digging in too deep that this is how everyone feels, that everyone kind of has this connection feeling, and realizing maybe some realize later not everyone does. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of times you just don't. It's like, well, that's not paranormal. That's just how you, that's just intuition or whatever you want to call it. Sure. So I'd agree. Thank you for sharing that story with us. We do appreciate it. Number is 855-853-4802 to share your real ghost stories with us. Of course, we'd love to hear them. And if you want to keep our show on the air, keep us going. Become an extra podcast person, an EPP at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month gets you access to all of the bonus material and all the advanced episodes, all the good stuff there, advanced tickets, all that stuff when we go live. Check it out at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Jenny, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.